The theory that the pandemic started from an accidental leak at a Chinese research laboratory has been tossed around for a while, but now the US President Joe Biden's asked his intelligence agencies to take another look at whether a lab accident or an animal-to-human transmission was the most likely origin. North America correspondent Greg Jennett reports.
The Wuhan lab or animal host? The origin of COVID-19's fast becoming a global whodunit. And at the White House, the suspect list just got more interesting.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19 and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre's explaining why Joe Biden's ordered a better investigation into the theory of the viral leak from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology.
They have 90 days to kind of, get a deeper look.
Of the three intelligence agencies that ran previously classified examinations of the animal versus accident scenarios, two lean towards an animal host and one towards a China lab mistake. Now the president wants a clearer conclusion from them, even if they have to put hard questions to the Chinese. But do they really expect any answers? Karine Jean-Pierre was asked in her White House briefing.
So I understand why we want it to get done, but why do we think that China would cooperate?
You know, this is something that you have to ask the Chinese government.
The shift in administration thinking subtly towards a lab lapse leaves Dr. Anthony Fauci from the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases uncomfortably shifting ground too.
I didn't dismiss anything. I just said it's a high likelihood that this is a natural occurrence from the environment of an animal reservoir.
Dr. Fauci happened to be before a Senate committee and was peppered with questions from Republicans. There was Lindsey Graham from North Carolina.
If it did come out of a lab, that would be a first for the world, is that right?
I believe so.
And there was John Kennedy from Louisiana, openly hostile to China and occasionally to Anthony Fauci for, as he put it, trusting Xi Jinping's regime.
Can we agree that if you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket?
I don't think I can answer that question, sir.
Marco Rubio of Florida spoke for the many lab leak theorists who felt snubbed for almost a year now.
My whole point is there are people out there who had Facebook posts taken down, were called kooks, conspiracy theorists, for saying publicly a year ago what we now say may be possible. And I think those people deserve an apology at a minimum.
If the US settles on the view that China not only started this deadly and costly pandemic, it covered it up, the consequences will be enormous. Distrust would flourish, as would demands to punish Beijing. Joe Biden would have almost no option but to follow through. He's gone this far and he's gone public. One way or another, he's set America on a course to lay blame somewhere. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.